Are you positive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll get going here. Welcome to Sexless, Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Miles, how's it going? You're rather cryptic tonight.
That's right. All right. Just trying to get online here with Puppy, and it's just not working out.
Online with what?
This Puppy program you set me up with.
I thought I thought you ditched that a long time ago.
No, I just happened to be downstairs tonight doing the show. And
oh, okay.
You know, just thought I'd
Puppy Linux. The Puppy Linux there, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, got it. I can't even get on. Oh. Anyway, well, this is Miles. Static Radio.
Yeah, you seem like you're in a really good mood tonight.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm in the... Okay. I see.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, What do you want? I don't know. What do you want me to say to you? What do you, I asked how your day was going. You said, fine, I'm not doing anything.
It's true, I'm not doing anything.
You volunteered nothing? Zero?
I was lazy all day. You asked me what I did
today. I told
today.
You exactly what I did, and you're like, oh, hmm. Kind of dismissed it all, and then you're like, oh, well, hmm. I'm like, okay, well, all right, you know, whatever.
Well, you mentioned that you online that you went and seen a movie.
Yeah, I did see a movie. So what? Yeah.
So, and I figured you'd talk about that, and you watched the football game between naps. So
yes, I did. I had a full day today. I did watch some football. That's true. I did nap again, and I went to a movie. Watched Riddick.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, thumbs up. Yeah,
thumbs up.
Doing it.
All right. Well, good. I guess. Boy,
really enjoy. Why I don't want? What does this guy want from me? Like, man, I don't know what I just need to say to this. Sorry, everybody. I don't know what Bob wants me to say tonight.
I just am asking. Usually, you're a little more cheerful and. Exuberant about, oh, I went and saw Riddick, and it was pretty wild, and they had this hyena-looking thing, and it was, you know, wild.
Well, spoiler alert, yeah, give it away, man. Wow.
I haven't seen it, I just saw it.
People had liked to see it, and they didn't know there was a hyena in it, but now they know.
See what I'm saying?
You pretty much have given away the whole movie.
Yeah, there's hyenas. He makes with a hyena. Oh, well, there. I didn't know that part. All
it goes
I
a completely weird direction. Yeah, the movie gets completely weird at one point. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I know Vin Diesel is an artist, so. You know.
Yeah. I think if you've enjoyed his movies, you'll enjoy this one. It's got a lot of action to it.
Yeah. Does his eyeballs glow again?
Still? Yeah, his balls are glowing, and.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. A lot of action.
Good to hear.
Yeah. So, yeah, good stuff.
See what I'm saying? Just kind of right down, nothing.
I don't know. See, now you've ruined it for everyone. You want me to tell you that Riddick dies in the end? You know, and
I don't know that. I didn't say that.
Well, you know, now I ruined it for everybody. Spoiler alert, it's out there. So there.
Spoilers!
Spoiler alert.
Oh, my gosh.
He drinks Pop Rocks and Coke, and he dies.
And he dies. Oh, that's a shameful way to die.
No, he does not die in the end.
In a big-budget movie. Too bad.
No, he doesn't die.
Yeah, I was hoping they were going to do Riddick and Furious, you know, the next one. You okay there, Grandpa?
Yeah, I've been partying a lot this weekend. Kind of Bogart things, you know.
Yeah. Well, funny you should say that.
Okay. All right.
I was recently at the Sam's Club.
You love Sam's Club.
I don't necessarily. I love the fact that I can spend less money. overall at the Sam's Club. Yes.
Get your licorice.
I did not get licorice, but I was looking at candy. So I was there at the Sam's game, some other things, and my wife had put me on the hunt for, have you ever heard of Milky Way caramel bars?
Okay,
sure. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Evidently, she likes these things. And in another time in the past, I had got her a box of them at Sam's.
Buy me a case.
So get me a box of them. I like to take them in my lunch. They're really good, you know, in the afternoon.
What do you buy at Sam's? Holy Christ.
What do I buy at Sam's?
No, I mean, how many do you get? Only so much.
Oh, you get a box. You get a box. So you get, like, a box. I don't know. 24? 24?
Give me a box and a diabetes kit.
You don't eat them all at once. You got to meter them out.
Well, it depends how good they are. I don't know. I never had one.
Not like you, for Christ's sake.
Oh, okay. Just saying.
You know, can't go buy anything in bulk or else
bulk.
You get all, you know,
yeah,
sweaty, start eating everything.
Fiddle faddle.
Yeah, fiddle faddle brownies.
Brownies, yummy.
Yes.
So you go to, so there's a candy bar, you find it.
No, I did not find it. So the deal
you
was
did
I
not find it.
I had gotten it previously, and this is what Sam's, this is what really ticks me off about Sam's, right?
Right.
I mean, they are, you know, out there cutting deals with people, you know, and then they have it 1 week and then the next week they don't have it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, no Milky Way caramels, sorry, hon. I'll get, you know, we'll get some at the store or something. You know, because it's cheaper.
Right.
And so, you know, weeks have gone by and she's asked me again to look. So Saturday, I guess it was.
Yeah,
so that was yesterday, wasn't it? I was at the Sam's early, you know, because I like to be early.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll give it one more go here.
Yeah.
So I go one way down the candy aisle, and I get like hit in the face with the smell of pot.
Okay. All right. Now the story just got interesting. Okay, go ahead. Go continue.
So I go on down. You know, this was at the end with the licorice and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm heading down to the chocolate end.
Yeah.
And I go and I'm like, man, I mean, somebody smells like resin or something. I don't know what's going on, you know?
Or all the caramel bars went.
Yeah, well, it could be. So I went down there, looked at the Milky Way bars, nothing. And I'm on my way back, and there's these two dudes, you know, filling up their cart with candy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of, like, in the way. And they're the guys who smell like pot. And so I'm trying to get past them, you know.
Yeah.
Now, at Sam's, the aisles are wide. They are wide.
For the shoppers.
For the shoppers, exactly. For the shoppers. Yeah. And so I'm squeezing past these guys. Well, they're taking up so much space that then my wheel gets hooked on one of those fancy, you know, warehouse shelves, and this dude like just about jumps out of his skin. Hey, man!
Hey, man!
Don't run me over! I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get by here.
Hey, lady, man, easy.
Yeah.
This fat bitch with the glasses trying to run me over.
Yeah. Fat bitch. Yeah. So I squeezed past him, but boy, oh boy, these guys were super high.
Hey, man, do you know where the caramel bars are?
Yeah, no. No idea.
No, I don't.
No, I swear the guy jumped out of his skin whenever I kind of went, you know, clunked against the little thing there.
You are very intimidating, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am? Okay, well.
Gave that crazy look.
I think he's a little bit paranoid, but that was just... I just thought it was funny. I'm like, you
what's
know,
what's the hassle, man? Are you the man?
Hey!
Hassle, dude.
Yeah, these guys were, woo!
Did you ask them for any...
No, I did not. No.
It's been about 20 years, but...
I was laughing. I was like, oh, my goodness.
It's like riding a bike, guys.
I'm like, you know how they say, if you want to save money, don't go to the store hungry?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are totally fucked.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got like 75 cents, man.
That's right. Cool. I don't even know. We stole this card to get in here. I don't know what's going on. I just thought it was funny because, I mean, that's not a normal occurrence. I mean, at the Sam's, you know, you smell old people.
Yeah.
You don't smell a lot of, you know, people reeking of pot, reefer, chronic.
Sometimes at the gas station I'll catch it. But
sure, at the gas station, people going in, get some smokes or whatever, you know.
Like a store. I haven't really.
Yeah, but not at there. It was just kind of odd. These guys also, you know, they weren't your usual early birds Sam's shopper that I normally encounter, so.
How early were you there?
I go before the store opens.
When would that be?
Before 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Because I got a special deal to get in there ahead of other people.
Okay.
I do. I have a business membership.
Oh, I see. And, like Disney World, man. Like, excuse me.
That's right.
Excuse me.
I am there while they're still stocking the shelves and everything, you know, from overnight.
I get to get in at 8:55.
Well, no, I was there about 8:30, I think. I usually go about 7:30, but I slept in, so.
The rich people like you get to go in before everyone else.
Well, no, I have a different card, and that allows you to get in during gold key hours.
It's probably some stolen handicap placard or something.
Oh, no, that's you. That's not me.
Yeah. No, I've never used one.
Yeah, you haven't, but you have reaped the benefits of it.
I benefited from it, but I've never personally used it in my car.
Right.
Was it in my car?
No, it wasn't in your car, but you, you know, you're just as bad.
What can I do? I was like hostage in the car.
You were a hostage. You couldn't say,
A cop?
No, you should say, you know, maybe we can walk a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
No one's going to be suffering if we walked a little bit. It's okay. Yeah.
It's like you say to those two guys, hey, why don't you guys get off the chronic, okay?
I have no problem with them being high.
Come on now, guys. Don't throw it all away for this, man. Come on.
They aren't getting in trouble. I just tell them they smelled like...
But I thought, you know, because you're getting old now, you're like 50. I thought you'd be like... Oh,
no, I don't care.
Hey, man. I've been where you guys have been, man. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Now, hopefully...
So you're getting Sam's early.
Yeah, I get in Sam's early, yes.
Like half an hour early, or...?
No, whenever they let you in, so like 2 hours early sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, I get there whenever, you know, everybody else gets there, like the employees.
Wow. And then you can just shop?
Yeah, you just shop, yeah.
Oh. Everyone else has to wait.
Well, if you don't have the card, yeah, if you don't have a special card.
Special card? How'd you get it?
I'm a special person.
This sounds like, you know, some kind of setup.
No, it's called a business membership, and they let you...
Well, what business membership would you have?
Well, I got grandfathered into another business membership, and then I spun out into one of my own, so...
I think it just should be reported immediately. Fraudulent.
There's nothing fraudulent.
Fraudulent behavior. Fraudulent.
No, nothing fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
I just have an encounter now, you know, down in college, and people be reeking of weed all the time, but.
Yeah.
You know, here in my later years, you just don't encounter that often, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I mean, people reek of alcohol, but they don't usually reek of pot so much.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
I like when you point it out to people, and people are like, oh, is that what that smells like?
Yeah, that's right. They're innocent.
Okay.
Forget. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, come on, please.
Come on, please.
Give me a break. You don't remember?
Ain't your mom. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like that as well.
Never mind.
I've had that at work where I smelled it and I was telling people and they're all like that too.
Really? I've always wondered what...
And I go, I'm like giving them the funny, I'm like, what are you talking about? Who do you think I am?
I think these are people that like send their kids away to college. Like, well, my son doesn't drink in college.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure it's those people. You know, like,
good luck with that one.
His dorm floor, they don't do that.
So yeah, we had somebody was smoking in the stairwell one at work, and it wafted all the way up, you know, all the stairs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. One day it smelled like pot.
Yeah.
Most of the days it smelled like cigarettes, but
yeah.
A couple of days in there, and I'm like, hey, it smells like pot over in the west stairwell.
Hey, man.
So, yeah, everybody's like, what? Let's
go get a case of donuts at Sam's, man. I got this kick-ass card. We'll get in there early. And
that's right. We got this card. I'll be able to.
This card I stole from my dead Nana.
No, this isn't Montgomery Ward's. This is Sam's.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're cold. You're cold because my dead Nana did have a card.
I know she did. Card. That's the funny part.
And my dad used it. Yeah, I know.
That's the funny part.
Oh, that's cold, man. That's
what
cold.
Do you mean it's cold? Your dad.
It's cold hearted, man. It's cold hearted that you'd even bring
your
that up.
Your Nana had a discount, like lifetime discount card, and then she passed away.
God, you've got a good memory.
And your dad whipped that son of a bitch out every time he was at the Monkey Awards.
And that day that place closed, let me tell you, it was a sad damn
that
day.
That was he probably bought the fixtures at a discount with the fucking card, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're doing just the same thing, mister, so.
No.
I'm sure you're not too far away from it, pal.
I'm just saying, watch where you're pointing. Well, you're pointing the finger at me. You got three of them pointing at you.
So. Well, having my dad's a junior, and, you know, so it was easy for him to use it. Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, haters be hating.
I did not hate on your dad. I thought that was a genius.
Haters be hating, man. You got a good memory. Holy cow, I'm getting scared now. Jeez.
Oh, I remember everything.
Gosh, this guy's...
You can't put it past me.
Yes, man.
It's all in there.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to wait for my howl moment whenever I get older and my brain starts deteriorating.
I know, I'm waiting.
Daisy.
I'm waiting.
You know, I'll be...
Yeah.
I'll be... what are you doing?
Dave.
My mind, Dave. My mind is going, Dave.
Daisy.
Daisy.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll be spouting off all kinds of craziness.
Right.
And Miles' dad used his Monkey Ward's gift card.
He did for a while. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Nobody even knows what Monkey Ward's was. Montgomery Ward's.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It's like the planet of Alderaan. It's gone, man.
It's gone. A thousand souls was screaming out.
At the same time in terror.
At the same time, whenever your father used his stolen discount card.
It wasn't stolen.
Augustine.
I wouldn't say it was stolen, actually.
Oh, no, it was...
It was borrowed without permission, so...
Yeah, well, that was... Yeah, well, there was no ability to give permission. She was dead.
Well, it's... circle of life, you know. Whatever.
She didn't go, I want you to use this after I'm gone to buy things like underwear.
I know my grandma was Margaret Thatcher.
That's right. Well, your grandma was a very proper lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens from a lifetime of nude photography.
Wow. Oh, wow, man. Wow.
I showed off my jingle jangle so you could have this card.
That's nice. That's very nice that you would say something like that. So cold hearted.
Oh, I'm just teasing you. Jeez, you're so serious tonight.
I am serious.
Has your men's health problem gotten worse today?
No,
or
I just had a very weird thing happen, and I just didn't.
Couldn't get it up today, or what?
No, I was fine today.
Oh, you were fine? Oh, good.
Yeah.
You just kick back in your easy chair, looking for a little action from Rosie, and nothing happened, or what?
No, I was doing some outside chores and stuff. And,
oh, okay. So you were showing the world your crack.
And my wife summons me in, and she's like, "You have a phone call."
Dun, 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 dun.
I said, okay. So I'm thinking, okay, it's the bank calling to tell me I'm 3 months late on my mortgage again. So whatever.
Whatever.
He's not here.
Hello? No, my name's not Miles. My name is Bob.
Bob the bank, yes. And, no, it's a friend of ours. We'll go with Barbara. How's that? Barbara.
Barbara.
Has called up and has asked to talk to me. And her son goes to school with my kids.
Oh, I thought maybe she was going to say, you know, I heard you about your problem, Miles. And
No, I wasn't really going in that direction. but
I thought maybe I could help. You know, I'm a sex surrogate.
Barbara is in the quasi-health field, if you will.
Yeah, sex surrogate, what'd I say?
She's not quite a sex surrogate. No, she's not. But she.
I breed horses.
She has decided she's going to take her son out to teach him how to drive. Right.
Uh oh! Watch out.
And she has gone to an area that local lore says is haunted.
Uh oh! Is this the crazy lady that you were going to talk to and never did do?
Yeah, this is. She's also a ghost hunter as well.
I was gonna say crazy. This ghost hunter lady.
She's not crazy. She's not crazy.
I don't know that she's crazy. I shouldn't say that.
I'll have her on the show someday. But
yeah, eventually you'll get around to something.
And so she called up. She wants to talk to me. My wife's like, "What's this about?" I'm like, "Well, hey,
don't worry, honey. I can't get it up anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. So everyone's safe. Believe me.
Everybody's gonna be okay."
So now she explains to me that her cell phone's breaking up, but she's like,
and then she finds that clip of Born on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't have it in the hips. You better, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's like, we were out driving. We went to this place out in the country, and we think we have located a dead body.
Oh, my gosh. Why would she call you?
I have no idea. I'm like,
was it
okay.
You? Was it your body? Was it your body?
No, how could it be my body?
I don't know. It's just paranormal.
It's the Polish Stand By Me, basically.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, like River's Edge.
Fat, like a fat-looking woman with very short hair.
You're kind of like the Dennis Hopper guy in River's Edge. I thought you might be. Eddie don't like beer.
Eddie.
If anyone remembers River's Edge. Excuse me.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Ellie.
So for some reason she has called me.
That's weird.
And she's like, I'm thinking about calling the police.
You probably should have said yes.
And at that point I was so bored from the lawn. I wanted to take a break from all the lawn work I was doing anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
2 seconds of lawn work you were doing, yep.
Yeah, well, actually, my kid had actually done most of it.
No, that's I sat outside with a lemonade and said,
Yeah.
So, I have a get out of yard work card that I got before my father. It's still good.
Yes, yes. And so I make the mistake of announcing this, so now everybody wants to go.
We all got to go see the dead body.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And no one, you know, like, guys can just, like, throw on a hat and leave, but... You know, everyone else has got to, you know.
What do they got to do?
Let me put on socks and shoes. Let me put on makeup. Let me.
Oh, please.
Get a different shirt on.
If you're going to go see a dead body, it's come as you are.
Right. You know, you don't just get all dressed up for it, right? You know,
the dead body doesn't care.
Right. You know, I'm thinking, come on, you know, come on.
Oh, my God.
You know, just in case it really is a stiff, you know, I want to get my picture in the paper, man. Let's go.
I thought that was a dead body. It was just a manatee.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I thought it was Miles, but it's just a manatee.
No, it wasn't a manatee, no. So I finally, I swear to God, it was like a 20-minute delay. I'm waiting for everyone. Like, well, I'm going to put on my good shoes. I'm like, oh, my God, just.
I bet if that that dude from the hotel were hassling you, you guys would be out of there faster. Who was that guy at the hotel?
Yeah, I know. Let me get a glass of tea. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This
I'm thirsty.
You don't worry about thirst when you're gonna find a potential dead body. You don't.
I gotta get my camera.
No, you know what? On the way there, my wife's like, "Did you bring Flat Manny?" Guess what I didn't bring? I'm like, "Oh my god."
You were gonna take a picture of Flat Manny in a dead body?
I thought it'd be cool. You know, I forgot to bring it.
I think that's probably a little too incriminating, you know.
Well, I just thought I'd blur out the face, you know.
Of Flat Manny?
No, of the dead body, you know. If it was a dead body, you know.
I would think that Manny would want his face blurred out from it.
I think he'd be very flattered.
I don't think so.
I think he'd be very flattered.
I don't think that's something you would necessarily want to have your picture with. That's just me.
Okay, so I've made arrangements. I go, listen, I'll meet you. I know there's a place where we'll meet. And
first you had to put the leeches on your balls, right? Because you were doing the whole Stand By Me thing, right?
Yeah, I was a fat kid. I was a very old town boy.
Put the leeches on my balls. I want to have the full experience.
So after the 20-minute delay, the dressing delay, and the sweet tea delay.
Is everybody, totally nude at your house during the day? Is that what happened?
Everyone had to get out of their grubs. You know, like, well, let's go put on our tennis clothes.
I got
to
take a crap. I got to, take a shower.
Let's put on a tie and a suit. You know, I mean, let's.
I got to knit some underwear.
You know, me, I throw on my shoes. I throw on my hat. I'm ready to go.
I'm thinking you are just sitting there, in your skivvies.
Yeah.
And you just pull a pair of pants on, a trucker hat, and you're ready to go.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what happened. Yeah.
Barefoot, shirtless, grab the keys, let's hit the road.
Oh, my, I'm dying, ready to go. When no one in the house is ready to go with this. I'm like, oh, my God.
I would have not went. I'm telling you right now. Anybody calls me and says, hey, I got this telephone. I got this dead body. Yeah, I got this dead body, then... my wife's gonna get that.
But that's the police. Don't answer this.
That's somebody else.
So
I'm out of there. You know.
So we get going, and we meet up with Barbara and her son, and right. I go, okay, lead the way. She's like, okay. Now she is a healthcare, person, you know. So I figured she's got some insight into stuff, you know. I'm like, okay, you know, and So we go there, and
I'm shaking my head, by the way.
What's that?
I'm shaking my head, by the way, right now.
Yeah, well, I was too. I was like, okay, this cannot be. It can't be. And there's all this roadside garbage. This unbelievable amount of roadside garbage has been just dumped there. It's like,
all right.
Some kids have, taken out, these old computer towers and used them as, shooting practice, basically.
Right, yeah, threw them, shot them, yeah. Gotcha.
There's all sorts of shit out. I'm like, oh my god, these kids have totally ruined this place. You know, it's a nice, you know, outdoorsy place, you know.
Right,
creep.
Right.
I'm like, okay, you know, where's it at? And right by the side of the road, sure enough, there's like a pile of bones there. There's a big,
So it's already bones, it's not even a body then.
It's bones, yeah. It's bones.
Oh, it's bones. Well, that's interesting.
I'm like, okay, but there's like a big backbone, you know, and ribs and...
Yeah, like a human or like a deer?
This appeared to be a deer.
Oh, well, then there you go.
You know, after all the excitement...
Yeah, after all the getting ready, come on.
I know. So we're all, you know, I'm like, I picked out a vertebrae. I'm like, I'm going to take this home. So I grabbed a vertebrae out of it.
So you picked a vertebrae out of this dead deer.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice.
But I thought, you know, maybe, you know, being in the healthcare field, this individual might, you know, be a little bit more
knowledgeable that it was a deer.
Yeah, that it was not human, you know, because the ribs were way too skinny for a human, you know.
Yeah.
I go, this isn't a human. This is not. And then, you know, my wife, you know, starts playing with all this old computer stuff, and then Barbara starts playing with it. I'm like, you know, maybe you don't want to touch all this, you know, maybe, you know.
Yeah, probably not. It's probably got deer guts all over it.
You know, I mean, God knows what these teenage kids have done with this stuff, you know, I don't know, you know, pissed off whatever they've done with it, you know. And
there might be some, you know, like jizz on that vertebrae.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't have taken that vertebrae, you know.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because there was no head to this thing, it was missing.
Oh, that's lovely.
And legs appear to be missing too. So
what about the tail?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Do they have bones in their tail? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I think they have bones in the tail. Yeah, small ones.
So that was you know, her son, Barbara's son, kept joking like he was going to get really close to it. So I kept pushing him towards the skeleton. Like, hey,
oh my God, you got.
Yeah.
Poor kid,
I know. He's just like,
so no flat Manny picture with the skeleton then.
No, I completely forgot. I didn't even think about it till halfway there, and then my wife's like, oh, hey, you know what you forgot?
What? No connecting tissue at all, or?
Mm-mm. No, there was a little bit of like skin with some hair on it, I suppose, but
yeah, all right.
Like a tube, you know, or something there.
That's so this woman was, she never let on that it was a deer until you got there and you like saw it and you're like,
right,
it's a deer, what the hell?
Yeah, no, she had almost called the police actually.
Oh my goodness, okay,
yeah.
And she's your ghost hunter?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, so, well, no, I'm not going to negate her ghost hunting skills.
Oh, okay.
Identify a body, I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, if she can't identify the human form in dead, maybe she can't even identify it as a ghost.
I don't know. I have not really seen her ghost hunting skills, except once. So,
could she pick herself out of, like, three pictures?
Yes. Yes.
Could she identify herself at all?
She's a very nice lady. You know what I'm saying, Bob? She's a very nice lady.
Okay.
I think, you know, maybe she might have gotten a little bit, you know, carried away.
Was she drunk? Was she drunk?
She was not drunk, no. This is supposed to be a active haunted location.
Was she high? Because, you know, I had that encounter.
She was not high. No, she was not under the influence of drugs or anything.
Okay.
Like that. She did enjoy...
So why would the dead deer carcass or bones?
Yeah.
That, you know, what, how do you explain all the computer equipment all smashed up? Is that a haunted computer place?
Well, judging by about the 50 shotgun shells there on the ground, I'm assuming someone had a pretty good time blasting this shit away. Like, boom.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a fun afternoon. I should have done
that.
That
seems safe. Yeah, they're shooting against rocks and stuff. So I guess
whatever.
Yeah, that sounds all good. Good. Decatur time there.
Hey, you're pulling vertebrae out of strange dead animals.
I was thinking because I go, we could make like a cool wind chime out of this.
Make a wind chime
for Halloween. It'd be like a cool bone wind chime.
Yeah, you could all like, you know, Robert Duvall, you know, deers don't surf.
That's right.
Make a necklace.
You can have some candy for Halloween, but you have to touch the wind chime.
That's right.
Put the lotion on the wind chime.
That's right. Ace of spades, jack of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you should be for Halloween this year.
What was that?
You should be, what was it?
Shirtless Robert Duvall.
Yeah, shirtless Robert Duvall throwing
yellow
cards.
Yellow scarf, big Smokey the Bear hat walking around.
Yeah, yeah, cowboy hat. He's cavalry, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Air Cav.
So,
I think that's who you should be. Get a yellow scarf.
Yeah.
Shirtless, big blue cavalry hat, you know, like from the
Civil
War. And then have cards and give cards to the kids as well as the candy and talk like that, you know.
Hey, how you kids doing? Hey!
No trick or treat!
Trick or treat, eh?
Charlie, no trick or treat! Charlie,
the clubs, kid, get out of here.
That's right.
So, yeah, we were there for half an hour.
See you across that street!
We were there for half an hour, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good afternoon.
But yeah, good time.
Glad you got all dressed up for that.
Yeah, well, everyone's put on their Sunday best. I'm like, get on your car. Just
come on, we got to go see this.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't you ever go see, like, you know, if you're here, a fire truck, you're like, oh, everyone jump in the car, let's go see where the fire truck is going. Or,
no, I never do that.
You don't do stuff like that? Or,
no, no, I don't want to see dead bodies and tragedy.
You guys
come
don't
on.
Do that or something?
No, no.
Oh, my God, there's been a horrible plane crash. Let's go see it.
No, I avoid all that. Oh,
you don't
gosh.
Go, you don't throw your kids in the car, like, hey, let's go.
No. Only time I ever, only time I didn't go,
when I lived in St. Louis, my neighbor caught his house on fire, and I looked out the window for that, but that's because I was worried that my house was going to catch on fire.
Oh, that was that crazy guy.
Yeah, I was a crazy guy. And they actually sprayed my house down while I was in there, so it wouldn't catch on fire.
Yeah, like they didn't tear down your house.
I know. Those firemen, they get all, you know, hopped up when they see some fires. So that was about as close. I would happen to be home with my toddler daughter at the time, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. They didn't tell me to get out, so I was watching the action from the window.
Yeah.
And then that was probably as close as I got to anything. And then one time I was going across the bridge in across the Missouri River, and there was a fatal accident, and there was a dead body laying on the bridge.
Yeah. Did you stop?
No. Well, I had to stop because traffic was stopped, but yes. I did not stop. I was in the traffic. I could not avoid it.
Did you look?
Yeah, because I'm like, what the hell's going on? Oh, my God, that guy's dead. They're covering him up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was gruesome.
Did you get out of your car at any point? Like, wow.
No. We just drove on. Yeah. Don't look.
See, I was cheated as a child because there was like some kind of like hot air balloon crash.
You feel cheated. Okay.
And I didn't get to go because they felt it was like too, you know, much.
Gruesome. They're all burnt.
I'm like, man, come on, why can't I get, no?
No, I was, you know, Ghost Crowd.
You didn't get to go.
Ghost Crowd Bob's Fragile Eggshell Mind.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a shaman because of that dead guy on the bridge.
I'm not gonna invite you to any potential dead body sightings.
I hope you don't. I don't want to go. I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Well, you don't fire. You don't like fire truck.
Nope. I will look. You know, if there's somewhere close, like at work. Well, at work, I work near a fire department and a police department. But
like, if they said, like, "Oh, the old theater downtown's on fire. It's crazy."
No, nope.
You wouldn't rush down there, like, "Oh, wow, I'm gonna check this out."
No,
you wouldn't.
No, never have. Nope.
Oh my God, the arch just fell over.
I might see it on the way home if the
bridge
is
in the river. Oh my God, it's floating on the river.
No, I don't care.
You don't care.
No.
You would have no interest in that.
No interest in it. I'd see it on the news probably, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Not me. I am not going to go out of my way for any kind of disaster, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It just sounds fun.
No, I don't like any of that. It's too much.
It's fun.
No, it's not fun.
Try it.
I'm not going to try it.
I want you to try it.
I haven't tried it so far, so I'm not going to try it now.
Just throw your kids in the car and say, everyone, drop what you're doing. Let's go.
Now, what will happen, I live out here, you know, in the sticks, and there is a corner up here that seems to take a lot of cars, you know what I mean, accident wise. So you'll hear like tires going, and then pow, glass shatter, and everything. I'll look at that because it's like right out the window.
Will you go out there though, like in your clothes and robe, and be like, oh my gosh?
Nope.
Usually bring my Carmelo with me.
Usually everybody else, because it can be kind of busy. That's why they have these accidents, and so other people stop and help out. So I don't deal with it. Yeah.
If the fire trucks came to one of your neighbor's house, would you go outside and see what's going on?
If they're at the neighbor's house, yes. I would not go anywhere to see that. No.
Yeah. But if it was like one of your neighbors, because you don't have many neighbors, but if you did, you would.
No, I got like
go over to old Pete's house and see what he's doing.
I would check and see if they were okay, and that's about it. Yeah, I would not go out of my way for anything. No.
Would you bring your wife and children with you?
No, I'd probably tell them to stay in the house.
Yeah. What if they said they wanted to though?
I'd say I don't know why you want to go out here, but that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Just stay away from everything.
Wow.
That's what I'd say. Don't get in the way.
That doesn't sound very fun.
I'm not a fun person. I don't think I've ever given off that impression that I'm a severely fun person like that. So.
I don't know.
And I certainly wouldn't be answering the phone, you know, with some nutty person saying there's a dead body. Let's all go look at it.
Well,
I'd be like, call the cops.
Have the said nutty person on the show someday, and
I will say that. I'd say call the cops.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want somebody to help you, console you or whatever, because you've seen a dead body,
yeah,
you can come on by and I'll get you some cake or something.
Come on by and have some cake.
Yeah, you come on and have some cake and a good cry or whatever.
You wouldn't like, you know, like Saturday, you're just hanging out, you know.
No, it's just weird. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a thrill seeker. I'm not seeking for that.
I don't know, man.
I'm not even a tangential thrill seeker, because you're really not a thrill seeker if you're just looking at it. You know what I mean? You watch NASCAR for the wrecks, right?
I don't watch NASCAR.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. I don't even watch NASCAR for the wrecks.
I don't even watch it for that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't watch it at all either. I think it's boring. But
I have no interest in that.
I think it's a perfectly okay sport, but I know there are people who watch it solely to see people get hurt. So
yeah,
that's not me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. You know. All right.
So yeah, I'm not chasing any ambulances. That's probably why I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Maybe you should change your career.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
I should.